Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Pleasure to be joined here by legendary edge rusher, Cowboys, Broncos, and DeMarcus Ware, working with Snickers. We'll get to that momentarily. Joins us. Hey, DeMarcus, Taz in the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Hey, what's up, fellas? What's up?
Good. How's New York treating you, all right?
Hey, this is the Big Apple, man. I'm trying to take a bite out of it.
Hey, listen, you got great weather. It's not, actually not that humid right now. It's not that cold. Yeah. You're coming a couple months, be a little chilly. As you know, you played against the Giants at times. So you know the deal.
Hey, you know the thing is, it's always cold when I come up here. It doesn't matter if it's early in the season or later in the season. The cold comes because that's when the Giants play really well. So I'm glad that the weather is good right now because I'm not playing.
It cuts right through you. Well, let's ask you about one of your former teams. How about the Cowboys, Elliott, getting the contract he was looking for? You know, 6 years, $90 million, $50 million of that guaranteed, DeMarcus. How about, you know, held out and, you know, the Jerry and Steven blinked a little bit. He gets the deal that he was looking for.
I think that that's awesome for Zeke, especially just the whole organization. They have their chain chewer back.
Right.
A guy that's going to move the chains, help out Dak, and do what they need to do to win football games because they have a great defense, really, really young defense, but they're flying around. They got all their pieces they need on offense. And now them signing, I feel like their cornerstone of their team, their face of their team, that's what
he's like the hood ornament.
No matter what, you got to have that guy that no matter what you give him the football, it's going to be some type of results.
And
that's what they got now.
Well, from a player's perspective, so, you know, he missed all preseason in camp. You know, you guys are grinding out there in camp. It's hot, you know. You know where I'm going with this. So when he rolls in now before the season, I'm not that anybody's going to be ticked off at him, but, you know, what's the feel, Blake? Bring us behind the scenes. How do you think that locker room, they're going to embrace him, I'm sure, even though he missed all that work? Because he's locked into the playbook. He knows what he's doing. He's, you know, he knows the offense and all that jazz. But from a player
perspective, the thing is, like, does he really know the offense? Because you got, you know, Keelan, right? Mm-hmm. And you got, you know, Kitna and, you know, Jason Garrett taking a little back seat. You know, are the plays going to be a little bit different? But if they are the same, I'm that guy that's sitting in there being a defensive captain. When I see the offensive guy come in there like Zeke, I'm like, I'm so glad he's back.
Because now
I don't have to be on the field
as much.
I can actually rush the passer.
Yeah.
And then the thing is, like, what I'm going to be looking for in practice is when he gets the football, what kind of burst he he has. I'm not worried about if he's going to get hit or not. That he knows that.
Sure.
That's easy.
He's a pretty tough cat, too.
How long can he sustain it? So I'm going to be watching him in practice and see how tired he gets.
Right.
And if he doesn't get tired, I'm like, okay, he's been doing what he needs to do. I'm not really worried about he's been off since training camp because I know he's going to come in real fresh.
Right.
Fresh legs. You know about the fresh legs.
Fresh legs, of course.
And he's going to go out there and crush it.
You know, when you look at, you know, this Cowboy team, I'm curious, DeMarcus. I mean, obviously you played a longer with Dallas than you did Denver. Where did you enjoy, like, home field advantage? Where did you enjoy playing more?
Home field advantage, I would say in Dallas when we played at the old stadium.
Mm.
So we played at the old stadium, and if we play like a 1 o'clock game, the sun actually sits on the other side, and so the sun is beaming 105 on one side and it's 90 on our side. And you can see, like, they have, like, the oxygen tanks.
Yeah.
And then when I played at Denver, we had such an advantage because the guys couldn't breathe the first 10 plays because they're not used to it.
Yeah, right.
So
we
did a high-powered, fast, quick offense, get them really tired. And so then we're used to that. Yeah. And then we use it to our advantage.
It took
so
your time
both sides.
I'm sure it took your time to adjust once you went to Denver,
it took a little time. Yeah. It took a little, like 3 weeks.
Cardio-wise, at least it must
3 weeks.
Have been.
At least 3 weeks for your body to adjust?
Yeah.
Just curious. You did your – like when you first got there, your cardio, were you outside? You had to go outside.
I felt like I had cardio until I started walking up the stairs and got really tired. So there was no cardio. Yeah. I was gassed. But it took a little while for me to get in shape. Their Denver shape, high altitude.
Yeah.
And they use it to their advantage, and that crowd is pumping.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
It's like a college crowd.
Yeah.
It's different.
A lot
shirts
of energy,
off,
yeah.
a lot
yeah.
of orange.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
real.
Sure. Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's cool. 12th man now.
Yeah, I mean, how good DeMarcus did it finally feel? I mean, you're a legendary defensive end getting after the quarterback, but how good did it feel to finally win?
Super Bowl.
Mm.
I often say winning was good, but the Super Bowl was amazing because you play your whole career for that game to where I worked all through OTAs, all through training camp, and the team that has gotten us here is a team that's going to make history. Mm. And once we got there and played against the Carolina Panthers, it's almost like we knew we were going to win because we were so prepared. No matter who we played, if it was 14 seconds left and we were down by 3 points, we're still going to win the football game.
Yeah.
And we had that motto of iron sharpens iron, another man sharpens another. We did not care. Because my dude that I'm playing with,
sure,
we're together.
Well, that Phillips defense was, I mean, he, yeah, as a defensive coordinator, he crazy. Had you guys dialed in that game.
Really good.
And it's crazy with Wade because you can actually, when you talk to him, he's really quiet and chill.
Yeah.
And so in the meetings, he's like, okay, guys, we had 5 sacks and we're number one in the
you
NFL.
You behind the scenes, that's how he was? He wasn't
the
main
guy? We're number one in the NFL and we're going to blitz a little bit this week and you guys have good practice. It's like that. But then all of a sudden, football game, it's like all these blitzes and he's like pumped and like going. I'm like, he has split personality. But I'm like, this is what we want. I'm like, this is what we want, though.
That's great.
Hey, listen, man, you played against some of the better offensive linemen in the game. So I got to ask you, toughest, you know, off the edge for you coming defensively, offensive tackle-wise, or just old linemen in general, who's one of the better guys you want to give props to?
I would say Walter Jones.
Mm.
Walter Jones for the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
71.
Yep.
I can see that number in my head right now. As a rookie, I played against him in my first game. It took me 4 years to get a sack on him.
Wow.
Yes. And when they first showed tape on him, he was not at training camp. He didn't go to training camp. And he was actually pushing a car up the hill with chains.
Come on.
In Alabama.
Really?
And I said, who does this? And so I started watching tape, and he was like mauling guys and like throwing them on the sideline. Like, I'm talking about until the guys are sitting.
Yeah.
When you get from the middle of the field and you are a defensive end and you have a run play and he pushes you all the way to the sideline where the players are, how embarrassing that are. He didn't do it to me, but I saw him doing it to a lot of players. I was like, man, this guy's got to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I had to dodge him. I was like the expert dodger
that
game, but that was like that guy, Walter Jones.
He was the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Best defensive teammate you ever played with, was it Miller in Denver?
I would say Miller in Denver because he, first of all, when I first got there, he struck a fire under me because he was just more athletic than I was. You know, I just had the technique. And playing with a guy like Miller, I can look on the other side knowing that I'm going to get the same result as what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah.
Double team or not.
Yeah, yeah.
So Von Miller for
Von
sure.
Von Miller, yeah, no, legit. Edge rushes today. You know, it's a super popular.
Yeah.
You're one of the guys that, one of the first, quote-unquote, edge rushes to get that name. Once I got that name. But guys today, there's so many talented guys off the edge. Hit me one or two guys that you kind of look at like, wow, this guy's the real deal.
I would say, edge rusher-wise, I always go to it with Aaron Donald.
Right.
And not saying that he's not an edge rusher, but he's an all-around dude. It really doesn't matter where
athlete,
you put Aaron Donald at. And like Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
And when I saw Myles Garrett at the Pro Bowl, when I was captain at the Pro Bowl, I didn't know he was that big. Like he's like 6'6", probably about 280 pounds, like 10% body fat. I'm looking like, it's man.
Insane.
And then go to the whole other side of the NFC is Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
Like Khalil Mack is so disruptive when he plays, not just rushing the passer. I'm like, how many forced fumbles are you going to be able to get in the football game? Three or four, but not just doing it, but scoring too.
Yeah.
So it's a plethora of those guys. And when you get guys like that that can make plays and make a difference in the football game, that's what you want.
We're talking to DeMarcus Ware, legendary Cowboy and Denver Bronco. You're working with Snickers, DeMarcus. Tell us a little bit about the program.
You know, I'm here with Snickers right now, really awarding the hungriest player and fan, right? Not just on-the-field performance, but off-the-field accolades. Because this right here is a great opportunity, and you can see the chain here.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
Which is amazing.
Legit. It's amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
We're going to be able to each week nominate that guy for what they're bringing to the table. And the fans can also get involved, too. They can go to at Snickers handles, right?
On social media.
They can go on there on social media. Yeah. And then they can actually still get involved, and they can win things, too, through Snickers. But we want everybody to get involved, the 12th man. Because that's what's the most important thing, right? And each one of these guys, each week, are going to be in this chain is going to be able to travel.
Really?
That's going to be awesome.
Now,
we want a story to go
like
with it.
Like the Stanley Cup travels? It's
going to be traveling. Yeah, it does have a security team. It's going to be traveling to a point to where there's going to be a story at the end of the season where whatever value this chain is worth is going to be given to that person's charity.
Oh, that's great.
And the fan gets to be involved. So that's what I really like about this opportunity. It's not just about performance. It's the off-the-field stuff, too, that gets gratification.
I was wondering maybe you could leave that here with us.
No, we're not going to leave this. This is going with me. This is going to go with me. We're not going
to
do that.
Well, hold on to it, DeMarcus. Don't worry about it.
Come on, man.
We're trustworthy. I mean, you've known us for a solid 10 minutes.
10 minutes we know each other.
Yeah, right, exactly. DeMarcus, I love hearing some of the old stories. Tell us a little bit about, the back and forth you had with Parcells.
You know what? Parcells, one thing he always talked about is being battle-hardened. And I'm like, what does that mean? But when Zeke doesn't go to training camp, that's what he mean by battle hard. And I want you to go through the OTAs. I want you to get a little grit. I want you to go through training camp and get the grit. But also I want you to give me my orange Gatorade that I enjoy as a rookie. And I didn't know that as a rookie you come in and Bill Parcells, what he would do is, like, let's say that you're practicing on the 40-yard line on your side. He would walk on the other side of the end zone and wait for you when the bell, when the whistle blows, and he would say, where's my Gatorade? And so one of the trainers gave me blue Gatorade one time. So I walked over there and gave him blue Gatorade. He looks at me, he's like, I don't like blue Gatorade. I'm like, why are you always playing these mind games with me? You know, and being upset about it. But eventually you get to a point where you start listening, but he played so many mind games. And if he played for a guy like Bill Parcells, he wouldn't be playing. Like I'm talking about
really,
Zeke.
Really,
right
Zeke,
now.
Yeah.
He won't.
Because yeah, I bet
he
a lot
wants
of these
you
guys
to be battle hardened.
Yeah.
He wants you to be battle hardened.
Yeah.
He wants you to go through the whole process so I know exactly what I got. But it's different.
Yeah.
It's different now.
It's different time.
It's different time now, and I feel like a fresh Zeke coming in is going to be good for the Cowboys.
But do you think you're a better player for playing for Parcells?
I think I was a more gritty player.
Okay.
Meaning that I can play through injuries, because you know how some guys, if they bend a finger, they're not going to be in football.
Right, right. They get
but,
soft.
But no matter what, I played 90 plays a game as a defensive end, and I didn't come out.
Yeah.
And now and you got guys
with a
playing
motor,
30.
Dude, you have some motor,
you have
man.
To have a motor.
Motor.
That's what he always says.
Yeah.
I want you to have a motor.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have a rec league player. So you better listen to what I'm talking about. I remember all of these little quotes.
The rest of your life, I bet, that's going to stay
in your head. It's always in there.
He seems like he was the type to pay your dues type thing.
Yeah, you have to pay your dues. And once you build that that connection
respect,
with him,
respect each other.
He pulls off. You're good.
Really?
I know what I'm going to get.
Yeah, and then you probably had to pick up the younger guys that were going through it after you.
Right.
Like, listen, man, just play the game. Just learn. You know,
right.
It's a mind, you know what.
When right. Because the thing is, like, I was at defensive end. I'm used to playing in a nine technique outside of everybody. And Bill Parcells played a six technique where you have to be head up on the tight end if you're rushing or pass blocking. So I told him, I said, let me get in the nine technique one time and let me rush the passer. And he said, well, Sean Merriman, you know, because it was me at 11, Sean Merriman, number 20. So I should have picked Sean Merriman. I said, well, then put me in the nine technique then. So he puts me in the nine technique, and I go in there and get a sack. And he looks at the sideline, and the face that he gives you, he's just like,
that's it. Just a little point.
Yeah, like,
all right, not bad.
Yeah, okay.
Right. I see.
And from that point on, I played a nine technique my whole career.
That's great.
For Bill.
That's a great story.
That is great. There's always, obviously, when you talk to former Cowboys, Giants, Eagles, Redskins, you know, you always kind of, you know, the team that most in that division, because once you're a part of that division, you're always a part of that.
Yes.
Which team did you love to hate? When you were a Cowboy, which team did you love to go up against? What do you think was the Cowboys' biggest rival?
I would say the Washington Redskins.
Really?
Yeah, we were, no matter what, if they were, you know, 1-15, if they were 15-0, it doesn't matter. That game we played against the Washington Redskins was the hardest game ever in my career. And you know, you had the Clinton Portis, you had, you know, it was a lot of guys that can freaking love to play.
Moose, and then, big Redskin fan.
So
big.
You know, man.
I know.
The Giants was hard too.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
when they had Brandon Jacobs.
Yeah.
Oh
my God, hitting that dude.
He was a big dude.
Like an offensive lineman running the linebacker running
out. It was ridiculous. So those games were those big rival games. So any of those NFC East games, I knew I had to really strap my chin strap up and put my chin strap on.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about the current NFC East, and I'm feeling like the Cowboys now with Zeke there, the positivity there. I think I think they're going to run away with it. Moose disagrees a little bit. He thinks it's going to be a two-team deal with the Eagles and the Cowboys. Your thoughts? You think the Cowboys are kind of locked?
I think the Cowboys can pull it out. You know, and the thing is like, how healthy can they be because of their depth?
Yeah.
On the defensive line. To me, I feel like the defensive line is everything. They're stacked on offense. They're stacked the last seven on their defense, but like their defensive line, there's a little bit of scuffle in there. And I want to say, okay, how much depth are they going to have at the end of the season? They can get there.
Yeah.
That's no problem. But it's all about injuries with that.
Of course.
And I just want to see how that fans out.
DeMarcus, final one. Which defensive player do you love watching now?
I will say Aaron Donald. I like watching Aaron Donald. I got to do some pass rush stuff with him this all season, worked on a lot of hand stuff. And he's one of those guys where he was a sponge. You know, when you have a player that's the best at what they do, but they come to you and they're a sponge. They're trying to get better.
Gotta love that.
That's why you're so good.
Yeah.
And to see him just, I would just say, manipulate the whole football game.
He does.
And wherever you put him at, he's effective. So I'm excited to see him this year.
The legendary DeMarcus Ware working with Snickers. Hop online, follow Snickers on social media for the chance to win rewards and see which player receives the chain each week. The first player worthy of the chain toward the end of the regular season, fans will weigh in on selecting the league's hungriest player, who will then award the value of the chain to a charity of his choice. Great program, DeMarcus.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Thank
awesome.
You for spending a couple minutes with us on this Wednesday morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
The legendary DeMarcus Ware, Taz and the Moose. We're back with more right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!